Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I am your host, DK. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Lazy Eye Lou.
I don't know if you're watching the YouTube channel, but I think I did it.
Yeah, you did.
I think I did it. Yeah. I did a thing.
Lou does not have a lazy eye, unfortunately, because if he did, it would have actually made sense. So,
but see, that's
darn
why it's unfortunate.
Yeah, darn
because
you
of the joke.
Darn you for not letting my joke work. All right. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Mixing Music Podcast. It is now, by the time that this episode releases, it is the last Tuesday of the year, I believe. Yes, it is. And we're really grateful that you have stuck around with us for another whole year.
Holy crap.
Whole year, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
For the whole year. And the studio, this podcast started 2.5 years ago, and it has been a long journey, and it has been an exciting journey. So for this episode, we wanted to talk about things that we've learned, things that we grew, things that we learned, things that we had to struggle through, ways that we grew, ways that we've seen other people grow.
What we were prepared for, what we were unprepared for.
All the jazz. So just 2021, a year in review, and let's start off with, we started the year still in a pandemic.
Yep, and ending it in what seems to be
a still a pandemic.
Version of it.
It's really crazy because we started the studio August
of 2020. So we are currently at a year and a third,
almost a year and a half.
Yeah,
and it's been really interesting because everybody's advice was don't start a studio during the pandemic.
In fact, many people were like, why are you getting a studio? You could do it from home.
There you go. And I think that there's still an argument toward for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were just so excited to start a studio together and wanting to make it work that it kind of did. And it was really hard. And this year was... has been especially hard in some ways, but also has
been especially smoother.
Yeah. Yeah. Much smoother. Our systems have gotten better. What kind of things have you seen us implement in this last year here at the studio that has been really helpful for our growth as a business, as well as for the growth as us as team members and for others?
So I can speak on this one on a personal level, which I'm sure you've seen, which is, my ability to trust in the team. We talked about this on the last episode. I didn't really say my side of things because it was more about what is the benefits of it all, right? But in a year in review, the team mentality is the biggest thing that I had to grow in because I started off when I was younger building my own studio with the MeFly team. And a lot of it was like, you know, a very big team effort, but a lot of it, when we broke apart, got left back onto my, just me working by myself, right? So in building the studio is trusting in others, trusting in your team, building that up and learning how to delegate, learning how to not do everything yourself. So this year was actually a lot smoother for me in the fact that there was a lot of things I had to get over in order for myself to open up to that team mentality more than I used to be. And that was a big one for me this year.
Yeah.
Like this year was a lot of us relying on the team. We talked a lot about, you know, if we left for a month, would the studio be able to continue to work and operate as intended?
That was a big goal.
That was like, a huge goal for us.
That was like a verbalized thing. If we left,
we had meetings over it. Yeah. We had training seminars over it. We've actually promoted a lot of people in the last year. We've actually managed to train people to where we can trust them with celebrities in the room. We can trust them to be on their own and run a day on their own and not have to call in to check in. And that's something that I wasn't fully used to in the past. There was a few people in our industry that I could trust to like run a session maybe, but not run my business. And the funny thing is I've learned to be more confident and trusting in that this year with our team.
Absolutely. I think the delegation part is a big deal with how we've grown.
Mm-hmm.
As we've kind of scaled, we've been able to figure out a way. And granted, it was more, like we said in the last episode as well, it was more profitable when we were doing everything ourselves.
Sure.
But now our time and the value on our own time has gone up. Mm-hmm. How we treat ourselves and kind of as owners. Like I feel like this year I grew a lot as an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a mixer, not as an engineer, which I did grow a lot as a mixer and an engineer. But I grew a lot as an owner, as an entrepreneur, as a businessman. And I think that we both did. Because
of
that, I think that that's like the first step to growing a business is to take the lead of ownership rather than to take the lead as the person doing the work.
Yeah. Which is not to be confused with owners don't do work.
Of course.
Like realistically speaking, that was kind of not a big hurdle that I kind of had to get over in the last year. It was mainly I have grown up with a mentality of if you want something done right, you do it yourself.
Yeah, and
you know,
my wife and I, we jokingly call this the oldest child syndrome, right?
And I'm not the oldest child.
But
I'm one of the older childs, you know?
I guess you're the oldest son?
Yeah, I'm the only son.
Okay, there you go, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reason is that, you know, it's funny because as the oldest child, we get blamed. So my wife and I, we're both the oldest sibling in our family. We're both come from four siblings each. And I'm the oldest of four. She's the oldest of four. And in our experience, whenever something is done wrong, we get blamed on, especially if we are supposed to be watching our siblings or something like that. So in that case, if we need something to get done and something to get right in order to wash our hands of blood and make sure that we're not part of it, we need to do it ourselves. That's kind of this mentality. And I think that you especially actually verbalized this a lot during this year where there was almost a sense of, I don't want to say fear, but fear, like almost, where you're like, I don't know what would happen. I don't necessarily trust my team yet. And I mentioned this too in various different times. And we both had a hard time letting go and allowing people to make mistakes, which I think is important.
Totally. Yeah.
And but we were able to overcome that fear big time this year.
I guess for me, it was being patient with that, you know?
Patience.
Because I'm typically very patient, but I'm also very impatient. If I ever order anything online, it's next day delivery. I do not have time to wait.
Yeah, it's true. I do find, which is so fun. Like every time, because I'm really cheap. I'm like really cheap. I don't care if you make me wait 6 months. If I want it that bad, I will wait 6 months.
Yeah, but, I'm next day delivery. $80? Sure, you can have my $80.
Yeah.
It's down the street. I will go pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. If it's pickup, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Yeah, that's just awesome. That's so funny.
It was kind of weird because like, you know, patience is one of those things that I have for people. I don't tend to create arguments where they don't need to be. And if I feel strong about something, I'll vocalize it, but I try to not be a dick about it, you know? And that's kind of hard when you're training your entire team. Not that everybody needed the same amount of training, but like some people would make more mistakes than others and everything. And when we were going through that stage where there was a point where we couldn't leave, you know, there was a point where we always needed somebody. That was the probably the most challenging part is patience during a time where you need some time off, but you can't take time off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually at the start of a business.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah, we can take time off whenever we want. Honestly, yeah, it's a decision.
Yeah, like, you know, we've been doing some family things for Anna and everything for like half of last week and this coming week. Like, I was able to just say, you know what? I'm going to go with Anna's family last night, and we had a good time. You know, yeah. we went, spent time. Went and had lunch with my parents, and Anna came along. We had some, like, fish and stuff, great stuff. I don't know if anybody's Latino that listens, but cocktails, campechanas, and micheladas with shrimp in it. Like, good, delicious, good stuff. But it was really nice to not have to think about it and be like, is the studio at risk of a loss of profits if I take this time to myself?
Yeah. And, well, to a certain degree, it does. But at the same time, to a certain degree, absolutely it doesn't.
Yeah, because I know that I can call and I have a dependable team enough to say, hey, can you go to the studio? We have a client that is trying to book a session. They'd like to work with you. Can you be here at this time? And the answer 9 times out of 10 is yes. Everybody's free to say no, and that's kind of the cool thing. We've built enough of a team to where if one person can't, we have others.
Absolutely.
We're not exclusively reliant on one or two people.
Absolutely. I think that that's one of the biggest ways that we've grown is systems and implementing them. And more importantly, on a personal level, is overcoming the self of not having to be in control constantly.
Yeah.
And I think that is scary.
I think that was one of my biggest hurdles. You know me.
I think that, and I don't think that's just you. I think that that's a general thing for most everybody.
There's many people that, like, I'm not the type that's scared to jump without details, but if I can have details, I would.
Okay, that's a personality thing.
That's a personality thing. But it's kind of like I was, I forget who I was talking to yesterday where they were talking about starting a business, doing this venture. I'm like, hey, try not to overthink it. At the core of business is you have a service that you're willing to offer. Even if you don't have a tax prep person right now for your business, worry about that when you actually have an income. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's certain things that I had to get over on just do it and worry about it later. And there was other things where it's like, let's worry about it now before we jump into it. But my biggest hurdle was trusting myself and my team to be able to say, like, I don't need to know this info. There's certain info I don't need to be involved in.
Yeah. I think that that's important to recognize, at least.
Yeah.
I think on a personal level, I have to ask you, and I'll answer as well, what were some celebrations this year on a personal level? Maybe not necessarily.
Every celebration I think I've been vocal about is when we've been complimented about standing out above, not our competition, but about above the studios who charge almost 10 times what we charge. Our service has been significantly much more friendly, much more professional, a lot more dedicated to the individual that's booking versus just here's a room, here's a mic, here you go. The fact that we get people who rave about us, and though it may not be millions of people, it's really nice to say that we've really made a connection with a lot of our clients enough to say that there's people out there who whenever somebody asks about studios, they immediately rave our studio. I've gotten emails in the past where like, hey, I wanted to book a session with you guys. I got referred by so-and-so who said XYZ. And I look through the details of what they're saying. Like one of them says like, you have one of the best studios at this price point. One of them said that they really loved working with this engineer, that they made him feel really confident in their music. It's literally what we set out to do, commercial quality, community feel. And everything that I've wanted to rave about has been about the community feel and maintaining that even when we have celebrities come through. Because we've had some pretty big names, like Keisha's been booking with us
a lot recently.
Yeah, Keisha Cole. And it's just an ode to how much she trusts us, trusts the team, trusts the space, how comfortable she feels. And that's what I'm after. I'm not after a Ferrari. I'm after being known as a quality name in our industry. We're in Los Angeles.
Which hopefully then leads to a Ferrari or whatever that means.
How about I get a house before a Ferrari?
Yeah, there you go.
But my biggest raves about this year have been more about where we stand as an entity than any dollar amount we can make.
And I think to a certain degree, we are young. You're 30, I'm 28.
Mm-hmm.
So relative to the industry, I feel like we're pretty young as far as our development and how far we've come at our age. And I think that it's gone to, this is kind of shows us how hard that we've worked, especially in the last decade.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of things that we've been able to celebrate this year specifically.
I mean, going from a one room to taking over the entire space with more than one room.
I mean, like, this is the year that, like, for 10 months I didn't see my family. And now this year I can celebrate that my family lives in LA with me now.
Yeah.
Starting like April, May-ish.
Yeah, you're almost at a year. You're past the half year mark.
There you go. So that was crazy. What else? We've gotten really good at Super Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, part of our intern training is, oddly enough, Smash Bros. If you've come in and never played before, you might end up like Henry Vega, who now works. He went from not knowing Pro Tools to being the best Smash player in the team. Not only that, but as we're recording this episode, he's actually in Studio B running a session right now. He's actually engineering. He went from not knowing Pro Tools. That's the other thing I can celebrate. I talk about this all the time. I love seeing growth. I don't care it to be my growth or not. I love the fact that there's many people who started with us who had no clue of Pro Tools a year ago. Literally a year ago. We celebrated Henry's one-year anniversary on December 1st. And Elijah, who recently just moved to, back with his family, and then he's moving to Atlanta next, he came in just off of Ableton. You know, neither one of them knew Pro Tools, but Elijah went to recording sessions with Aviator Keys, who's produced for like Gunna and Young Thug, and became Mars's personal engineer for a little while he was in town, who's from 1500 and nothing. A year ago, he didn't know Pro Tools. Henry didn't know Pro Tools a year ago, and now running sessions for Keisha Cole. It's really satisfying to see the growth of your team. I don't care if I make money off of those sessions or not. I'm just really proud to say that we were a part of their growth.
Yeah, and then also on some self-promo shit, I'm going to say another celebration here. This year, I made some money from Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming every Friday morning, doing mix feedback, listening to people's mixes, giving feedback in real time, telling people how much I love their mixes or how much I love their mixes.
Hold up. It sounds like there was another part of that.
No, there definitely isn't. There definitely isn't. Friday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a really great thing. It's really awesome. Twitch has been so great for the communities, as well as for me. It's been a lot of fun for me. I haven't made any substantial money from it, but I made enough money that I'm going to be putting a lot more effort into that.
Yeah.
And I think Lou is too as well.
Yeah, so I've started Twitch streaming for Mondays at 6 p.m. And then for 2022, we'll just keep that consistent, you know.
Try to do our best there.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it took me a while because I could not figure out how to get this thing working, and I feel like that just makes me feel older than I am. But I'm just really glad that I finally figured it out and be able to, you know, reach out some more.
Just took some time to get used to it.
Now, I will be playing Smash Online, so if y'all like Smash...
Lou, definitely. You open up the room. You let other people that are watching the stream join you for the Smash.
Oh yeah, I love playing people on Smash. It's not that I'm the best player in the world or the worst player in the world. It's just really fun to get demolished by people sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, like I don't know if you guys know what a down smash is, but down smash the shit out of me.
What the heck?
It's like a spike in the air. Like when you're in the air, you're off screen and you get spiked downward.
You know, I know what you're talking about. Is it called? The spikes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good smash.
Good spike.
After this, you want to smash?
Oh my gosh. All right. So on that note, what else? What else have we done this year? I think we wanted to briefly talk about goals, but we're out of time. But I think that it's important to mention that it's an important time and it's a great reminder to set goals. And I think just a couple things. One, don't set too many. Don't get overwhelmed. Two, it's all about sustainability.
If you're like me and you have ADHD or ADD, any kind of form of that, less goals is actually very helpful for you. And just try to build the consistency. It doesn't matter if you do a lot or less. Just try to do it at the same time every day, or try to set a schedule of a specific day on the week. Whatever helps you out, because that's one thing DK helped me out with this year. A lot of the goals that I had set, I didn't have a structured way of doing it. It was very autopilot. And what is the book that I started filling out?
The Success Journal?
The Success Journal. I actually ended up halfway done with that book before we started using Trello. And then Trello helped out a little bit because I started making cards for like mixing, mastering, and all that. And now with all the updates we're doing, even though there's more projects, it feels a little more manageable with this kind of...
setting up systems.
Yeah.
What is the quote? The quote is, I forgot who it is. I'm pretty sure it's from the book Atomic Habits.
I think
people
so,
do not yeah. rise to the level of their... Hold on. People do not rise to the level of their dreams. They fall to the level of their systems.
I think that's the quote.
I think something like that. I don't think it's dreams or something.
It may
like
not
that.
Be perfectly verbatim, but you know.
Yeah.
You get the gist.
But you do fall to the level of your system. So I think that's
which is, I think, part of that when we were talking about earlier about ownership and learning how to delegate and trust in your team.
There you go.
That for I guess you could say that saying was definitely this year for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
So make sure to set goals. I recommend only setting one or two, to be honest. Three max. Don't set too many. Don't get overwhelmed. The sustainability is the name of the game.
Actually, if you're going to do the workout goal for 2022, do what DK does and hide it in something you enjoy.
Oh, so instead of running, I hate running. So I just play basketball.
Yeah.
Because I don't like running, but I love playing basketball. So I'll run from...
For me, I get really motivated to go to the gym when I have a workout buddy. When I go by myself, it's just kind of
come play
awkward.
Basketball with me.
I mean, I'm down.
Now the pressure's on in front of a whole worldwide audience.
All right, you know what? What
just
days
do
you
day.
Go?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday nights?
I don't know if we're going to do it this Wednesday night, though, because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, yeah. But I'm down. I'll go this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. What if it doesn't exist? What if it doesn't happen because
Well, then
the
I'll go the following week.
What if it doesn't happen the next available week?
Then I'll go to the next available week. I'll go to the next available date.
All right, you heard it first here live on air. I'm going to follow up with it.
We're going to stream this on ESPN.
It'll be fun, to be honest. It's low pressure. It's just fun.
I just jiggle a lot.
More reason why it'll be fun. And
oh, yeah. To wrap up this year, maybe we should shout out some of the sponsors that have helped us out this year.
Yeah.
We've actually gotten a lot of support than we did the year before.
So we got 30 seconds. Yeah. We got 30 seconds. So we're going to shout out iZotope, who sponsored us during this year, and they're going to sponsor us again next year. We already got the contract in for next year. Thank you so much for iZotope for sponsoring us. Go to Make Some Music Podcast. Wait, hold on. Go to iZotope.com/MMPodcast. Also, FilePass and Loudon Audio and Canva and Spreaker and... Autotune, Antares.
Yeah, Antares, but they market themselves on Instagram as @Autotune.
Yeah, and your mom. All right, thank you so much. Just kidding.
I mean, if she's paying for your Spotify account or iTunes.
Then your mom.
Yeah.
Make sure to hug your mom for, that's weird. Sorry.
I mean, it's not weird if you don't make it
not
weird.
On our behalf. Not on our behalf. Just make sure, just a reminder to call your moms this holiday season.
Yep.
And just even if you listen to this episode way in like the middle of July, make sure you call your mom, Steve. I'm calling you out, Steve. If there's a Steve out there listening.
I mean, I was going to say Steve Jobs, but damn. I'm a little late on that.
Anyway, happy mixing, my friends. Thank you so much for a wonderful 2021. And stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
Hey you, yeah you, come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.